This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
One notable moment in the vice presidential debate came when Joe Biden pointed out Paul Ryan had requested stimulus dollars for businesses in his district. This week, a newspaper in Ohio investigated a similar phenomenon, whether business interests that received money from the stimulus were now backing Republicans who are trashing it. The Cleveland Plain Dealer looked specifically at energy grants and loans and found a number of examples in its region. Stephen Koff is their Washington bureau chief. Good to talk with you.
Thanks, Jeff. Good to be here.
So give me a good example of what you found.
Well, Easton Town Center, a shopping center in this Columbus, Ohio suburbs, is a pretty good example. It's a successful center, upscale center, got $911,000 to install some LED lighting and make some other energy efficiency improvements. And while there's nothing wrong with doing that, and the money was certainly available, it so happens that Limited Brands, which is chaired by Leslie Wexner, has a substantial interest in that shopping center, and Leslie Wexner donated $250,000 to Restore Our Future, which is a super PAC that supports Mitt Romney and wants to stop reckless government spending.
You found a number of examples like that in your region. You asked Obama's Ohio campaign what they thought, and they called it hypocrisy at its finest. Does this make these businesses hypocritical, or are they just doing the practical thing in their best economic interest at the time?
It absolutely is in their best economic interest at the time. No question about that. The real question has to do with then what are their personal choices and their decisions, and are they consistent or inconsistent? You get a variety of viewpoints on that. On the one hand, look, the money is available. It's perfectly legal. On the other hand, if we want to talk about stopping reckless spending, where do you start? Where do you draw the line?
There are also a number of links in the chain between the people who are making the donations and the businesses that are maybe choosing whether or not to accept stimulus funds.
Without question, these are not entirely the people who are necessarily signing the form or signing the application. Although, actually, in the case of this particular shopping center, one of the principals was in fact signing the forms and doing the application for the energy money. But yeah, there are others involved, and the chairman of the company isn't necessarily going to know where every penny of a capital improvement project came from.
Stephen Koff is the Washington bureau chief for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.